What's going on, Jackson Share Sports Radio Podcast? We're back on another podcast episode, and I'm here to discuss what the heck happened in week six of the NFL, because I know that everyone else is very confused as to what the heck happened. I have no idea, to be honest. Just being brutally honest, to kick things off, where did everyone go wrong? Let's start off with the Chiefs. So I'll point out some of the key takeaways and teams that I just believe are completely fake. So starting things off, you know, the Chiefs, honestly, Mahomes threw a touchdown. He threw for 306 yards, managed to actually get the win. I did not think they were looking that good. They beat the Broncos 19-8. I mean, if you're not dropping at least 25 points on the Broncos defense, which is bottom five in the entire league, there is an issue there. There is a huge issue there. So I don't know what the Chiefs have to figure out. I mean, I think they're a little reliant on Travis Kelce, maybe because Taylor Swift is in the stands. But honestly, the Chiefs need to stop being so one-dimensional. And what I mean is they need to establish the run game. Great, Pacheco had 62 yards, but guess what? That was on 62 carries. Mahomes needs to get back to scrambling. They need to start being more creative with their play calls. I think the defense did a great job as per usual. I mean, you can't expect to pitch a shutout for an NFL defense. It's an NFL team. So, that's a great job by the Kansas City defense. But honestly, I think the Chiefs really need to improve offensively, if anything. So then moving on to the Ravens. I think the Ravens really could have won this game by a lot more. And I think Derrick Henry did a great job for the Tennessee Titans. Tannehill looks like, I don't even want to say that because this is a clean show. I'm not going to be explicit, but he does not look good. Tannehill really looks bad, and he says he's nursing a high ankle sprain at the moment. But that really is no excuse. I feel like the Titans really should be a lot better than they are at this moment, and I'm really surprised that they're 2-4 heading into week seven. So I think my next biggest surprise was the Vikings. What the heck happened? I mean, are you really that dependent on Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins? I guess so. I think we found out the actual meaning of Justin Jefferson and the significance that he has to the offense. He really is significant in this offense. And I obviously understand he's an MVP candidate and he's amazing. He's an amazing wideout. But listen, Kirk Cousins, you need to find other options. You need to have the ability to spread out the ball, distribute the ball. And when you're only beating the Chicago Bears by 6 points, you know something has got to be wrong. And Kirk Cousins, I mean, I credit him. He did a great job stepping in and did 181 yards and a touchdown, only missed 10 of his passes. But your leading receiver was TJ Hockenson with 50 yards. I think they need to target Hockenson as much as possible during this stretch without Justin Jefferson because he's key. He is very key in the success of the Minnesota Vikings. Okay, next up. I think, honestly, I don't even know where to start with the San Francisco 49ers. I think they were just cocky. I'm going to just be brutally honest. Niners fans, I know you probably want to turn this podcast off right now, but you got to hear it. Brock Purdy, 125 yards. People were saying he is just the guy. He is him. He's going to do great things. But listen, this man did only threw for 125 yards, threw a touchdown and an interception with McCaffrey in and out of the game. Okay, I get it. McCaffrey scored on the first play of the game, 13-yard touchdown, on the first drive of the game, excuse me. And then they were quiet for the rest of the game. They scored a touchdown with Jordan Mason, but that was about it. Purdy was not able to distribute the ball. And that's a real issue when you're completing only 12 passes in an entire game for throwing for He threw the ball 27 times, and he only managed to have a receiver with four receptions. Brandon Ayuk was the receiver with four receptions. Now I get it. Debo Samuel went down, so that was an issue. But you really had no distribution. The receiving yards were 125 yards. Purdy threw 125 yards. That was it. PJ Walker, the XFL native, and was on the Carolina Panthers. He had more freaking passing yards than Brock Purdy on Sunday. That's an issue. And he threw two interceptions. They had very similar QBR ratings. I was very, very surprised with this San Francisco offense. And I mean, the defense honestly played a great game. I think they really could have been a little better. But I mean, are we serious? And then don't even get me started about Jake Moody. Now, I understand he's a rookie from Michigan, did a great job in his first couple games of the season. But man, oh man, you cannot miss that 40-yard field goal. That is a routine field goal. You practice that 1,000 times. And I always say this about kickers, and I understand that there's a big moment, but you have one job. Respectfully, you have one job, and that is to kick the ball through the uprights. That is all you are doing in life. You are kicking the ball through the uprights. That's all you have to do. Every Sunday, wake up, kick a ball through the uprights. Now, I get it. It's very difficult to do. But listen, that is not that physically demanding. There should not be a missed 40-yard field goal to end the game for the 49ers. And that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, makes them defeated now. They are not undefeated. They are no longer undefeated. They are 5-1. So big shocker there. Someone tell me about this Miami Dolphins team. I mean, I really have nothing else to say. They are unstoppable. Absolutely unstoppable. They go down 14-0. It looks like they fluke this week. Guess what? Tua Tagovailoa comes back, drops 3 touchdowns on your head. Raheem Mostert drops another 2 touchdowns. Tyreek gets injured, comes back out, gets 50 yards on 1 drive, flips a phone for a fan. I mean, if you are the Carolina Panthers, you are embarrassed. That's all I got to say. 0-6, man. That is embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. And if you look at the points for and points allowed, Miami has scored 223 points this season. 223 points. Are we serious? Are we actually serious? That is the highest by far in the NFL. The next one would be the Niners at 184. 223 points for the Miami Dolphins. You're serious? Yes, I am. That is ridiculous. So honestly, I mean, the Dolphins to win the Super Bowl is really not a bad bet at this moment in time. But I mean, the Niners, I think, are going to bounce back. But just a terrible week from the San Francisco 49ers. Next up, I know Eagles fans are really going to be hating on me for this one. I really don't know what to say about this game. I mean, the Eagles really have looked sloppy this entire year. And, you know, they're 5-1. I get it. But the teams, I'll read off the teams that they've played. The Patriots, the Vikings, the Buccaneers, the Commanders, and the Rams. All 5 of those should be wins. If you're the Eagles, went to the Super Bowl last year, have an amazing team, had their draft picks, rookies, a lot of guys out of Georgia on the defensive line, Jalen Carter, and Jordan Davis. I mean, there's just a lot of youth on this team and a lot of amazing talent. So those all should be wins. What the heck happened this week against the Jets? And I mean, this honestly brings up the point that the Jets are elite. I don't want to say they're a playoff team, but I want to say that they are on the fringe of the playoffs. I really think that the Jets have a chance to make the playoffs with or without Aaron Rodgers, obviously without for the rest of the season. But come playoff time, I mean, he's already thrown a football. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions, but listen, that man is Superman. But Jalen Hurts, let's talk about him for a second. 3 interceptions. Unacceptable from a quarterback, especially against a Jets defense that's allowing 167 points this season. They have only scored 71 points, yet they have, that is the Giants. They have scored 113 points, yet they're 3-3. Someone want to explain that to me? The math just is not adding up. But I'll tell you what does add up. The Jets are finding ways to keep games close. They're keeping the margins close. They're keeping their defense and their defense is keeping their offense in the game, which allows them to win these games. Very high pressure game. Zach Wilson obviously has a lot of improvement and a lot of strides, but I think he's got a lot of work to still do in order to become that Aaron Rodgers of the team. And I honestly think he will. You know, I think the Jets get a lot of hate for absolutely no reason, but I think this possibly could be a Zach Wilson turning point. And I mean, the last couple of weeks for the Jets, they have kept it close. They only lost to New England. That was really upsetting. I'm not a Jets fan, but that's an upsetting loss as a Jets fan because the New England Patriots really aren't a good football team. They are falling off. So you lose to the Cowboys. Great. You beat the Bills week 1. You keep a close game with the Kansas City Chiefs, the reigning football Super Bowl champs. That's how you know you're doing things right. Coach Robert Saleh, definitely give you a lot of credit. And you then go on the road to Denver, which is not an easy place to play in, beat them at 1,000 feet in the air, and then you beat the Philadelphia Eagles, who were in the Super Bowl previously. That is ridiculous. So honestly, credit to the Jets, and I think this is always a weird week in the NFL season, so we'll have to see how it pans out. But honestly, I want to create a separate section about the Giants and the Bills. Someone has got to tell me what is up with Buffalo. I really don't know what to say. I don't have an answer for you as a sports podcaster. I don't think anyone in this world who follows football has an answer to that. I really don't. There's nothing else to say. I mean, the Bills, you cannot beat a team by at least a touchdown. You cannot beat the New York Football Giants without Daniel Jones, with a dinged up Saquon Barkley and a rotted receiving core. Darius Slayton is the number one receiving option. Stephon Diggs is your number one receiving option. He had 10 receptions of the 19 passes that were completed from Josh Allen. You're serious. That's all you can do. Buffalo, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. Tyrod Taylor threw for 200 yards on your defense. How do you feel? 24 times he completed a pass. 36 times he threw the ball. The Giants outpossessed the Buffalo Bills by 3 minutes. They outgained the Buffalo Bills by 20 yards. They outgained the Buffalo Bills by 20 yards. I don't think anyone would be saying that. The Giants had zero turnovers, zero touchdowns, not effective in the red zone. The Giants had less first downs, but the Bills pretty much, I don't want to say got controlled and handled that game, but I do want to say that. Now, I do want to mention the Chris Collinsworth kind of segment in the end of the game. I was watching, and it really just seemed that Chris Collinsworth, I was convinced for a moment that there was a script for the NFL. I mean, everything he said, every single thing he said was happening. Everything. When I say everything, I really mean everything. He said they were going to go for it on third down. They needed to get this. If they didn't get it, they needed a field goal. And listen, if they miss the field goal, then the Giants are right back in this game. So you know what happened? They didn't. Dawson Knox dropped a wide open pass on third down, goes to fourth down. Tyler Bass comes on the field, misses a field goal. That's right, misses a field goal. And the Giants get the ball back. And then he said that they would drive down the field and possibly give the Bills some trouble. You know what happened? They drove down the field. They drove to the one-yard line on the last couple seconds of the game. Could not punch it in. Guess what? There is a pass interference call on Darren Waller. They were guarding Darren Waller. There was a pass interference call. They redid the down. The Giants have got to be kidding me on try two to get a touchdown. They cannot. I mean, are you serious, New York? I mean, that's just classic Giants, if we're being honest. But honestly, what the heck happened here? Chris Collinsworth knew every single play, and I got something to say about it. So we'll have to see how that goes down the stretch. But I was very certain if Darren Waller caught that pass on the second attempt after the pass interference call, I was very certain that there was a script. And I know it's obviously a lot of people joke about there being a script in the NFL, but I think there could have been a script for this game, and that there had to be some value in what Chris Collinsworth said. So we'll have to see how this plays out down the road. And I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. I'll try to produce everything in a weekly manner, maybe twice a week for podcast episodes. I'm going to have more interviews. Michael Vick's coming on. Leon Houghton for the Maryland Terrapins. They're killing it right now. I'll see you guys in the next podcast episode, and peace out.